One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And when it comes to video games, everybody knows that a good video game weapon will see you through to the bitter end. But, unfortunately, some video game weapons, well, they're just a bit too powerful. As well, when you're behind the wheel with one of these wondrous weapons or items that you'll be laughing harder than Brian Blessed in a megaphone testing factory, if you're on the receiving end, well, these moments of gaming can be the absolute pits. But you know what? Let's try and temper our rage for just a little while so we can go through this list and look at some of the most egregious bits of equipment that smashed your anger valves. So, with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 overpowered items that utterly broke video games. Number 10, the pre-patch Akimbo Model 1887s, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. So here's the thing, when it comes to first-person shooters, everybody loves a good old-fashioned shotgun. There's something very satisfying about getting up close and personal and then blasting a hole big enough through your opponent that you can wave to their widow through. But a much less fun experience than this is when you're on the receiving end of a shotgun slug that's been fired from about a country mile away, and all you can hear as you're slumping to the floor to your death is the sound of some teenager chuckling to themselves as they launch round after round into other people across the map. Such was the case of Modern Warfare 2, when the Model 1887 was unlocked by players and when dual-wielded using the Akimbo perk caused utter carnage. Now, a patch came and sorted this out, lowering the damage and range of these guns significantly, but for a while, you couldn't move for these shotguns, and also because you just had your kneecaps blown off by them. This weapon absolutely shredded your health like paper, and could take out multiple enemies at once, because this was a shotgun that had, for some reason, both the incredible range of a rifle, but also a spread thicker than Dairy Lee, and it was about as cheesy as well. So yeah, for a while before things were patched, this was an utter hellscape.
Number 9. The Lava Core, Divinity Original Sin. Most RPG bosses tend to be immune to exploits and shenanigans, but that wasn't the case with Divinity Original Sin, whose imposing final boss could be killed in one hit if players held onto the one-time use Lava Core spell. This spell would kill anything in the area regardless of level and stature, so could turn the Void Dragon into the Null and Void Dragon very easily. What better way to end a 60-plus hour campaign than giving the end boss the final hot foot? Number 8. Yojimbo, Final Fantasy X. Whether or not Yojimbo technically counts as an item per se is up for debate, but you can effectively buy a win by using him, which makes me count him on this list. Depending on how deep your pockets are, you can either have his dog Diagoro slam into your enemies while he shakes his head at your lack of cash, or you can pony up the dough and get him to perform a Zanmato, a one-hit kill that can affect any enemy and any boss unlucky enough to face him. Now, there are some bosses that he'll ignore and just not show up, but still, when he appears through the flood of cherry blossoms, you can't help but feel that any tactics and skill are going to take a backseat to his bank loan butchery. Number 7. Invincibility Leaf, Super Mario Land 3D. Now, this might be a little divisive considering at no point do you have to take this item, but the Invincibility Leaf in Super Mario 3D Land sure does render the game moot if you do so. As the name implies, you become immune to all damage and enemies, and the only way you can die is from falling down a pit. While this is clearly aimed to help kids and less confident players who have died 5 times on a single stage, it completely changes the tone of the game. There simply is no challenge, and therefore, in the most direct sense, breaks the game, as there just isn't one now. Number 6. Fortify Intelligence Potion, The Elder Scrolls III Morrowind. So you remember how in Skyrim you could actually drive up your blacksmithing skill in next to no time by making hundreds of iron daggers? It cost little in the way of resources and exploited an imbalance in the game. It was lovely stuff. Morrowind actually had a similar trick, but it had a much greater effect on a wider variety of player skills. In Morrowind, the alchemy skill is governed by the player's intelligence. Therefore, by brewing a Fortify Intelligence potion, you pretty much granted yourself the ability to craft any other potion you wanted. With Ash, Yam, and Bloat, you can whip up some tasty Fortify Intelligence, then start brewing mega concoctions that are worth significant amount of gold and have extremely overpowered effects in and out of combat. As a result, you could craft umpteen levitation potions and just soar around Morrowind to your heart's content. Truly, Morrowind's alchemy system was as broken as my heart when Firefly was cancelled. Sorry, it's still pretty fresh, this one. But much like Bethesda loves to do with their own audience's trust, was something that was exploited time and time again. Also a bit sore, that subject. Number 5. Explosive Combat Shotgun, Fallout 4. Modding is a huge part of Fallout 4, letting you strap on all manner of spiky and dangerous bits to your clothes and weapons to make you even more hardy in battle. However, there is one weapon mod out there which, if you're lucky enough to get it from a legendary drop, breaks the game entirely. The Explosive Combat Shotgun is extremely powerful at both close and long range and is capable of offing even a Myrlurk Queen in just a couple of shots. It's that OP. As a result, if you grab one, you eventually find yourself skipping from fight to fight without ever having to break a sweat. So long as the enemy isn't standing 800 meters away at the top of a bell tower, they're probably going to be easy work. War never changes. What the f*** does with this, mate? Number 4. The Concrete Donkey. Worms. Picking an overpowered weapon in Worms is actually quite hard, especially when you've got things like the Holy Hand Grenade and the Super Sheep. But we really think that the Concrete Donkey truly is an absolute ass. Puns, I've got them. The Concrete Donkey plunges out of the sky through all terrain and carves a neat line through the entire area before sinking into the sea. If your worms aren't killed by the impact of the donkey itself, they'll surely find themselves plummeting down into Davy Jones' locker. Other worms' weapons tend to have drawbacks to using them and can potentially harm your own teammates if not used carefully. The Concrete Donkey, though, doesn't really have that and is pretty much guaranteed to wipe out the majority of your opposition with absolute ease. Number 3. Odd Jobs Hat, 007 Nightfire. So this was me in 1995.
Hey guys, after Dungeons & Dragons Club,
yes, that was a thing,
let's play a games of mine, Goldeneye though, and no odd job.
And just for the record, this was me in 2002.
Hey guys, after Dungeons & Dragons Day,
yes, that was a thing,
let's play games of mine, 007 Nightfire, but no f***ing odd job, Liam, you f***ing scrub.
The reason for this outburst is because Odd Job, in all forms, is a piece of s***. He's tiny in Goldeneye, and in Nightfire, he can throw his hat. Well, Jules, you probably say that's not too bad, right? Wrong! It's a one-hit kill move and has a random respawn time, which means that you can sometimes chain this bastard thing again and again. If you come up against him in close range, then consider yourself an orgy on a baggage collection escalator, because you are f***ing out of here. Number 2. Farsight XR20. Perfect Dark. When Call of Duty or Battlefield players complain about a particular weapon being overused or overpowered, they should probably count themselves lucky that they aren't coming up against the Farsight XR20. This is a sniper rifle that can literally see through walls, shoot through walls, track and auto-lock onto enemies from across the map, and kill even shielded players in one hit. It's a positively evil weapon, especially when being used against real players rather than just the AI. It might be fun to use, but it'll do a great job of infuriating anyone who feels the brunt of its too overpowered firing modes. And this was before the existence of kill cams too, so it's not even like you could see just how unfair your death was. You died, seemingly from out of nowhere, and that was it. And number 1, the Blue Shell Mario Kart. So here we are, the number 1 spot, and it's not a rocket launcher or a nuke, it's not a magical sword or a spell. It's a shell. Blue shell. On a short course with little margin for error, this spiny sh** is the end of you. You won't have time to react as your air quotes friends just sail past you to an undeserved victory. It's meant to be there to balance the game, but it can sure as hell break it as well.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.